This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Hold this scripture and turn to Hebrews 9. This is one of my favorite ones. This one just sets me to thinking. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of the Mashiach, the Anointed One, who through the Eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? This is a Trinity verse. We have a Trinity verse when Jesus was baptized. We have Jesus being baptized. We have the Holy Ghost coming in the form of a dove down on his shoulder. We have the voice of the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Now here in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, we have a Trinity verse. How much more shall the blood of the Mashiach, the one we know as Jesus, who through the Eternal Spirit, he did it through the Holy Ghost, offered himself without spot to God. When did he offer himself without spot to God? When God put forth the plan of man before the foundation of the world and explained man and his meaning, and all of them spoke of it together, Jesus, the one we know as Jesus, offered himself through the Eternal Spirit to God. He said, "I'll go. I'll fix man." God knew man would fall, and God had it fixed before he ever made the man. When he walked to Adam and crowned him with his glory, he knew he would fall, but already in the council rooms of heaven, Jesus had said through the Eternal Spirit, he offered himself to God, "I will go." The beginning point of the blood is in heaven. It follows a circular course. It comes down. It's revealed to us in the book. It's revealed to us in the Old Testament, in the death of animals and a life for a life and the blood being slain. And then it's revealed in the cross. And then Jesus takes it back up and offers his own precious blood in heaven on the mercy seat. And we know from Hebrews 12, the speaking blood of the New Testament is right before the face of the Father. And the fruit is going to come right back up before the face of the Father, and that's you. Turn to Ephesians 1. Say, "Glory."
Glory.
My favorite book is Ephesians. I love the whole Bible, but oh, how I love this book. Ooh, glory. I remember when I found out about verse 3 from Brother Hagin that we were blessed. I was so happy. You were too, weren't you, when you found out about this verse? Ephesians 1:3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in the Mashiach." Weren't you glad when you found out you were blessed? Not cursed, but blessed. Wasn't that great? And we quote that verse and quote it, but you know what? It's not a period. There's an according. It's according. His blessing us is according to something. He blessed us in the Mashiach with every blessing. Verse 4, "according as he hath chosen us in him," in the Mashiach, when? Before the foundation of the world. To what end? In order that, we should be holy and without blame before him. Before he ever made Adam, he blessed us with every spiritual blessing because he chose us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, I'll make man will fall. You will redeem him. And that man who was separated from me with that great gulf fixed, there's going to be a group of them. And really, this is the promise for the church. The ecclesia, that's why it's in this book. There's going to be a group of them. I'm going to cleanse with that blood and make them so holy that they come right back up and live in eternity in my face. We are that group that stand before him glorified. We need before the foundation of the world faith. And then you will not be so tripped up by little foxes. You're headed toward perfection. He that began a work in you will complete it. You're headed for glorification. You're going to end up in God's face, made out of God's total substance, glory. That blood comes forth and it returns to him, not void. The captain of our salvation is bringing many sons to glory. So God created a man that he called what? Adam. Say Adam. Dam is the Hebrew word for blood. God wasn't bound by any previous laws of creation to make man be flesh and blood. Angels don't have blood. But God, knowing man would fall, made the man a creature of flesh and blood. And he put the life in the blood and put it in an earthen vessel so that the earthen vessel could be broken and pour out blood for redemption. And he made animal blood. The blood was slain, the lamb was slain before the foundation of the world, but in the early days of the Old Testament, they don't know that. He has to teach them with the little animals. And then later they can come down when the circle's coming more and more and Jesus fulfills it. They can see, aha, that's what the blood of the goats and the ox meant, the bullock. He teaches them. So he put blood and he named the man Adam from blood and from Adama. The name of the earth is Adama. It's really a word with blood in it. And red, the Hebrew word for red is Adam. Leviticus chapter 11. Is that what? No, Leviticus 17, verse 11. Here's how he created life on this planet. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. He said the life of flesh, all flesh, is in the blood. You just, a little animal, I mean, you just cut it at a major blood supply and it'll just, the life will go out of it. It'll just go. And God put different, it's measurable. The value of the life in the blood is measurable according to what body it's in. Like the blood of an animal, the blood of a goat, the blood of a lamb, there were certain sin offerings for the people. And then you had to get a bigger animal for the priests, the ones who went right into the presence of God. There were different lives and different values. The blood of a man is of more value than the blood of a lamb. And the blood of Jesus Christ is the most valuable, precious blood. It is the very life of God that was poured out for all the whole world. Now, God, the blood was shed before the foundation of the world, but it comes into the earth and he reveals about it. And the first act of bloodshed on the earth was performed by God himself. The man, God, had gotten come off of his throne. He crowned the man with glory. The man wore the glory for his crown and for his clothing. He wore the glory, the presence of God, for his crown and for his covering. But when he fell from the glory, what did God do? Turn back to Genesis. Genesis 1 and verse 21. Is that right? No, it's not. It's verse, chapter 3, verse 21. Look at verse 10 of chapter 3, verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said, Ephphatah, where are you? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. He hid himself from the presence of God, the glory of God. He had been clothed with glory. He had been walking with the glory of God every day. But now he sinned, and he had to hide himself from that presence. He's naked now. God didn't make us to be naked. We're to be clothed upon. And so until the man could be clothed upon with the glory again, God begins to teach the man that the blood will cover him. And God, in verse 21, unto Adam also and to his wife did Jehovah Elohim make coats of skins. He killed little animals and shed their blood. He made coats of skin and he clothed them. They were covered in a covering that came from the death of another. A life for a life. Turn back to Leviticus again. We didn't get through with that scripture, Leviticus 17. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 17, 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar. They're going to meet with God at altars. Through the Old Testament, you're going to see the altars of Noah and the altars of Abraham. And I've given you that blood upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. The Hebrew word for atonement is, it means covering. It's just simple, simple, simple meaning, covering. He gave them the blood for a covering. He put a covering on Adam. A covering. I have given you the blood for a covering, to make a covering for your souls. For it is the blood that makes a covering for the soul. It covered Adam.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible on the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CD for $50, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. Or you could write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.